at a gathering of UW economists and business people in Madison this week. Zach Brandon, the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for the state, says China will likely rise from being the state's third largest foreign trading partner to number one in the near future. Brandon says most Wisconsin companies investing there now are making products to sell within China, not to re-export to the U.S. He says Waukesha-based GE Medical is a case in point.
You don't need to put a $5 million CT scanner in the middle of a rural area of China. They need something a little better than a stethoscope. They need an x-ray machine. And so they're producing markets that will sell in China that would never sell in the United States. They have a downgraded product to sell in China, and now they're producing a downgraded product to sell in India, and it's cheaper than the Chinese product.
But companies in China do need a better pool of well-trained Chinese managers to run their plants there. That's according to Mary Regal of the State Commerce Department. She says that's where the University of Wisconsin can play a role.
That's one thing that this university could be very helpful to the Chinese, as well to the U.S. companies that are based there and the Wisconsin companies, is how to train talent, whether they come here to go to school or whether we are over there training the Chinese students how to be in management.
Regal calls it a win-win situation that will help grow the economy here as well as there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.